The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Well, now it's time for some new yet somehow old music.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new. And it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Baby, I'm grieving. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child.
Well, that's Wild World, and I remember Cat Stevens did that from an album Tea for the Tiller Man. Who's singing that one, Stuart Clark, deputy editor of Hot Press?
Good morning, Pat. Yusuf Islam, also known as Cat Stevens. Back in the day, that was a real student bedsit record. My brother had a copy. There was always tobacco on the cover. I didn't understand why. Now, with hindsight, I do. It was that kind of record. Yeah, it's turned 40, and to celebrate that birthday, Cat Yusuf has reimagined it. That's a very different version of Wild World, which you can imagine being played on a Paris street corner. Father and son has been turned into a conversation very cleverly between the young Cat and the 72-year-old Yusuf. The voice is still immaculate. Longer Boats features rapper Brother Ali, and Where Do the Children Play has been stripped right down. Now, he changed his name and dropped out of mainstream music in 1977 when he converted to Islam. Some of his views, to put it mildly, were controversial. But 16 years ago, he returned to the pop world and has been recording and touring pretty much non-stop since. I have to say, I was dubious about this Tea for the Tiller Man reboot, but it really works. Cat Stevens still doing the business.
OK, so if that's some new old music, this next one is brand new music. Okay, that creation is called Model Village. Who is it?
Idols, from their new album out today, Ultra Mono. Some uneasy listening from the Bristol-based band, who boasts one Irish member, we're claiming them, Mark Bowen from Belfast. The Jesus and Mary chain meets the Sex Pistols, some Marky Smith and Johnny Cooper Clark in there too. It's fast, furious, passionate, political and darkly comedic at times. Topics addressed include sexism, racism, Boris, Brexit, the modern male psyche. There is a lot chewed over. Idols playing Dublin's Ivy Gardens, hopefully on May the 16th and 17th next summer.
Next up, Pillow Queens.
I'm still a baby. If you're still waiting outside, got your eyes and cheeks in front of me, filling the space between my thighs. I roll you up and crack you open. We look like a couple of teens just hanging back in Holy Ghost and apologizing me. If you remember.
Okay, and that begins to grow. It's called Holy Show from Pillow Queens. Tell me about Pillow Queens, Stuart.
Well, they're from Dublin. There are tracks called Donna Mead and Liffey to prove it, and already generating a buzz in America and the UK. That's the Money track from their debut album, In Waiting, Holy Show. I would imagine there are one or two Pixies records in their collection, just a guess. When they slow it down, though, there's that sort of echoey Anna Calvi thing going on. Are they poised to make a commercial breakthrough like Fontaine's DC? Without playing 150 gigs this year, probably not. With indie bands, you've got to play live, and then the record sales and Spotify streams follow, hopefully. Fingers crossed they'll be in the Dublin Button Factory on February the 26th and 27th.
OK, now, next up, and finally, we have a curiosity. Have a listen.
Fans will be right up for it tomorrow. They don't want to see us get slapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Give him a note and tell him to shut his gob and support him. Come on, Bofsky. And I said to TC, get that number out. And he said, oh, I said, you know who?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about one individual, it's about the whole team. It's got to be. Time to shut his gob. Time to shut his gob. Time to shut his gob. It's got to be. Time to shut his gob. Time to shut his gob. Time to shut his gob.
Now, we all know the voice. It's that of Mick McCarthy. What on earth is that, Stuart?
Well, he's been sampled on a deep house track just called This Is Mick McCarthy. Give him a nudge and tell him to shut his gob. Oh, pure poetry, BN-esque. It's been released on Twitter by a fellow living in Amsterdam called Jamie, and that is all we know. Someone has to do a song, and this is a challenge for the Pat Kenny Show featuring Brian Kerr. We want it for next Friday.
OK. Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press, setting out a challenge for our listeners. We want a similar thing for Brian Kerr by Friday. Stuart, thanks a million. Cheers. For joining us.